and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Today, the 8th of April, 2020, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, front line of this fight, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yeah, hey, and I'm here with Sue. You know, I love it when Sue's here. Sue has everything. She does the news so she can rescue me if I need it. She has the days, what special days it is, but now she's giving us the weather.
Today in the North Valley, sunny at a high of 81 with a low of 49.
And a great voice.
Well, thank you.
I do a commercial. Sue does a commercial. They come back and they say, hey, can she do that other commercial too? I mean, I understand.
Thank you. Tomorrow's high is 76 with a low of 51 under sunny skies. Sunshine throughout the rest of the week as well. Friday, 78, a low of 49. 81 for Saturday and a low of 49. Then for Sunday, Easter Sunday, it's going to be gorgeous with a high of 78 degrees. And once again, lows dropping down in the 40s for Sunday night. It is clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 56, 55 in Anderson, 52 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 54 degrees in downtown Redding. If you are planning on traveling, quite a bit of road maintenance going on. Cascade Boulevard, 299 east towards Old Shasta. And once again, traffic slowing if you are north of Redding between Redding and Dunsmuir. Expect possible delays. Also just past Weaverville, 299 west and past Willow Creek. And they're widening Interstate 5 between Redding and Anderson. Expect delays. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business. They are, besides being a premier gas and propane company, they've opened up a new line of generators for people who, you know, are in danger of losing power, especially during the summer when PG&E kills the power for a variety of reasons. They can have a whole house generator or just generators that will run your appliances, run your air conditioning. But be prepared. So give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm here with, of course, my, and, you know, Linda's been on assignment for a while here, but I've got Ted Leidy, the founder and president and CEO of Northern Firearms Instruction.
Good morning, Colonel Bott.
Good morning, Sergeant Major.
Fine day.
Every day a holiday, every meal a feast, every formation a gathering of old friends.
Every payday a fortune.
Ooh. And Daniel Knott, who's executive director of K2 Development, and gosh, and I've known Danny for, well, 4 years, 5 years, I don't know. But, and we don't see each other except when we run into each other at events or things like that, but I'm really glad that Dan came on today to talk about what's going on in development around here.
Yeah, Carl, pleasure to be here this morning. Happy to share any information that may be helpful to the community at this time, and it's a pleasure to actually just be out of the house this morning.
Yeah, that's Hey, before we get started, I want to do a little catch-up. Shasta County, we have 23 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 9 have recovered. 3 have unfortunately passed away. Is it 3 or am I right there?
3.
3, okay. The U.S. total is 399,000 have been tested positive. 12,900 have died. 22,000 have recovered. Of that 12,900, 4,000 were in New York. And if you tuned into the show yesterday, we had Dr. Amit Bawa, who is the frontline physician on COVID-19 at Shasta Regional, has treated every one of the cases that has come in there that has to be hospitalized. His sister has it in New Jersey from her husband, who showed no symptoms, or showed symptoms for a day or two and then lost his sense of taste. There's the big one. And so she's recovering from that, too. It is slowing in California, and the models that we've been looking at for this last few weeks seem to be extremely negative. You know, so many are, you know, up to 250,000 people were to have died. This is supposed to be the week that it was at the apex. Those models, thank God, were all really, really overblown. It hasn't gotten anything close to that so far. We hope that it doesn't. California, though, Governor Newsom says that we're not going to hit it till mid-May.
Wow, mid-May.
That's what he says. Now, California turned in generators back to New York or to the feds. Washington State turned 400 back in to the feds. We're going to have at the end of this, we're going to have enough respirators to last the country for several years and enough masks, thank God, because we didn't have them when we got, you know, when this thing started for a variety of reasons, but I'm going to get into it right now. That's just, oh, the big, Chief Bill Shuler said arrests are down 34% from last year.
I saw that. And what, because people are home more and well, they're not breaking into their homes? Is that it?
Well, that could be it. Yeah. I asked him about it. He said anecdotally, because we hadn't crunched the statistics when he was on last week. Anecdotally, it seems like the arrests are down. What he's trying to do is keep all of his boys and girls healthy. And he keeps his detectives and those types at home so they don't get exposed. So if he starts losing people, he can bring them up, put them back in uniform, get them on the street.
Well, in addition, Sheriff Eric McGraney said that his jail was only 77%, first time he'd ever seen it.
Wow. 77%.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, Governor Newsom just turned loose.
We're getting 39 new ones that just turned loose from the prisons that are coming to Shasta County.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know. I was read that article on the Record Searchlight. You know, one of the kind of alarming positions there was, I guess not alarming, but concerning positions is that the child abuse cases are down, which on its face sounds very positive, but the underlying maybe kind of cause and effect of that is the fact that there's, you know, kids aren't in school right now. Maybe potentially cases are underreported by mandated reporters. And so it's a very interesting time to, you know, study the dynamics of what's going on right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Once they place was on and they, you know, and every, you know, just, your common sense would say with more people at home now, no jobs, they may be drinking, that the chances of domestic violence would go up. Well, I don't know. It's, you know, after what you just said, because a lot of times domestic violence or child abuse is reported by other people, especially the children who go to school all the time. So, yeah, it looks good. But once they open the gates, you know, it's going to be interesting. Anyway, hey, Dan, I'm going to take an early break, 3 or 4 minutes early, and then we come back. I want to talk about K2 and the place in the community, what you are doing here, your vision for downtown. And we also, when we as people know, construction can still go on. It can still go on. You think, oh, well, he's okay. But these people that are in construction, all the development companies, you're looking out 6 months, 7 months, a year. So I'd like to hear what you say about that, too. So, okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Ted Leides, my co-host today, risking life and limb. Well, not really. We're all separated, and you took a shower.
We are separated, and I did take a shower, yeah. And we sterilized this morning.
We sterilized this morning, everything.
Every microphone, everything.
Everything. We'll be right back. Now that the bars are here again.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? And so let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Speedfire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567 today, 717 in the morning. What's the temperature today, Sue, so far?
Today in the North Valley, you can expect it to be sunny and a high of right around 81 with a low of 49. It's 54 degrees in downtown Reading and sunshine throughout the rest of the week as well.
You got it. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is one of those banks that are participating in the paycheck or payroll protection program. You have to fill out, or not even have to fill out work. You just have to bring down three documents to them. They're the smaller banks that have gotten into this have the ability to move that money faster. But there's also, of course, national institutions, U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo, Merchants Bank of Commerce, Five Star Bank, Tri-Counties Bank, Golden Valley Bank. All these people are participating in this. If you do not know about this program, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, we have Joe Rodola on, who is head of the Small Business Development Center here in the Reading area. He's been on before with a lot of information on how to help your business if you've had to shut down or if you've lost a lot of business because of what's going on right now. But Cornerstone Community Bank is there to help. They're there to move your dreams forward. Two branches, 1845 California Street and in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, Cornerstone Community Bank. Ted Leidy's my guest host today, and we're here with Dan Knott, who is Executive Director of K2 Development. And if you don't know what K2 Development is, you haven't been downtown. It's just we're in, I guess people say it's, oh, the old Dickinson building is now gone. And you are building down there like crazy. Can you give us an update?
Yeah, we've got a couple efforts going on downtown Reading right now. One is what we called it, the old Dickers Project, we call it Market
Dickers.
Center.
Old Dickers, I said Dickers.
Dickers, yeah, you're right.
No, well, I know, I'm,
you got it.
You guys lived here a lot longer than me.
Yeah. Close enough for 7 a.m. Yeah. But in any case, yeah, that project's well underway. We're looking, we're tracking to a completion date in October of this year. Start turning some keys, turning some lights on in the residential units. There's 82 apartments in that project. Also, there's some first floor retail and some subterranean parking. We feel that we should be pretty darn close to complete on the entirety of the project somewhere around the tail end of December. So hopefully when the Christmas tree's going up this year, we'll be celebrating an opening of that project, which includes includes the City Streets project, which I think a lot of people see going on right now. It's a big undertaking downtown, placing all the utilities downtown, adding fiber infrastructure for kind of future-proofing our that area for businesses.
Well, let's hope that that happens.
Yeah.
Adam McElvain ran on that. That was one of the things he ran on. And he's I shouldn't say it's a one-man show, but he has been the one at the point here. He's been the pointy edge of the spear to try to push this thing through. Another good thing that could happen downtown, help rebuild our not only our businesses downtown, but could attract a lot of businesses in here from other places.
Yeah, we're excited. I think in terms of the public-facing aspects of all these projects, it's how we as the public, there's the kind of the direct benefit to, you know, the residents of the project that might move in and having new places to shop, but and how we program the space, which is what we're, you know, heightenedly attuned to right now. But you know, just the frontage improvements along, you know, Butte, Yuba Center, or Butte, Yuba, Market Street, and just those improvements you're gonna be able to touch and feel, and everybody's gonna be able to experience, the benefits of those. We're super excited to see those come to life. The plans are incredible. The city's done an incredible job at resourcing that project, running that project, designing it. So,
Dan, tell us a little bit for people that don't know really who K2 Development is. This isn't the outside company that migrated here.
Yeah, we are homegrown. So my brother and I are currently the executive officers of the company. My brother's name is Alan. He's the actual CEO of the company. I'm an executive officer. We trade hats a lot. We are Happy Valley boys. So we were born and raised in Happy Valley. My parents moved, into the area, I think, sometime in the, you know, late 70s, staked a claim to a piece of property out there in Happy Valley. We've, lived there ever since. My father worked for Skycrest Enterprises for a number of years, in the, actually the manufactured housing industry. We moved out of that, somewhere, in the early 2000s, started building some single family homes and, you know, weathered the crisis of 2008 and 2009 in the housing industry. And out of that, we started doing some public-private partnership projects. And we're super proud of that. It's really our niche as a developer now. Proud of the types of projects we're bringing to the community. They're complex. They're big. Mm-hmm. They're large undertakings. And Alan and I, we're local guys, and we have really no intent of moving. You know, we want to build here in Reading and continue to improve the community as long as that opportunity is available to us.
Now, obtaining money for something like this, I mean, you have to be a genius a lot of times.
Oh man!
And I've heard you two are really good at presenting your cases out there.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of it just try to understand the financial tools. Some of it is getting to an experience threshold in our business that you just comes with time. You got to do it for a long enough time for lenders, investors alike to have confidence in your ability to structure a project, you know, both through construction and through operations. As a developer, it's a lifetime of work. You know, oftentimes we start like on, let's say, on Market Center project. You know, we engaged the kicking the tires on that in 2014. Fast forward 2020 now. We're 6 years in. We haven't turned the lights on in the building. And we're still got to own it and operate it, lease it, right? So we've got it's a tremendous undertaking. You're married to every project that you take on, and you've got to love it, you know, because if you don't, you're not going to survive one project.
Are you looking at being on time here?
So, we're still tracking October, December. We, on the front end of this project, had a number of complications. Just getting out of the ground with soil conditions, water conditions, car fire, things, small things like that.
Small things, yeah.
Yeah. But since then, I've found our, found our stride. You know, the project's continuing to go. The on onset of the pandemic and the social distancing measures and the orders from the governor's office created a, you know, rocked the boat a bit. I think we've adjusted to that. We're seeing labor stabilize on the project with social distancing protocols coming into order with our subcontractors. So the progress is continuing. I mean, we're very cautious in how we approach that. It's really a case by case scenario with each subcontractor, and every day, you know, we're monitoring that position every day.
Okay. Now that's the first project you've got downtown. You have another project downtown too.
Yeah. So we've, you know, begin the demo phase of the, what we're calling Block 7 development project, which is our partnership with McConnell Foundation and the City of Reading. It's another very exciting project in terms of scale and scope. It's over twice the size of Market Center, so you can imagine the impact that we see that when that starts going vertical and we start seeing some of those improvements take shape. That's, you know, under demolition right now. We expect the beginning of the new parking structure to be starting somewhere around the beginning of June, late May potentially. I mean, It kind of comes on in phases, but when you see the verticality of that development going.
Is that the first thing you're putting up?
It's the very first thing. So we've, you know, just been responsive to just the programming our logistics around, you know, how we alleviate the pain of the diminished parking supply downtown. That's not lost on us. We take that very serious. And so,
you know, that's good to hear, and I hope people – and, yeah, you know, people heard that, is that you could have gone into something else, but you're building, you're putting up the parking structure because you're right, it taking that thing down has impacted on a lot of people. And then something called a pandemic right after that.
Yeah.
I mean, but you can't.
No.
You don't have a, you know, obviously you don't have a crystal ball for that.
Dan, can you describe the parking structure kind of quickly?
Yeah.
So everyone kind of has an idea what it might look like.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a parking structure, so it's made out of concrete. It's you know, a combination of poured in place and some concrete's poured in place. Some is actually, you know, built off site. So some of the ramp sections that we can do off site are getting performed off site. It's, you know, I think right now it's about five levels, but you park on the top of one of them. So effectively six levels of parking. Roughly 340 stalls.
There we go.
The top of the parking structure is actually covered with a photovoltaic system, so a solar system to provide the power for the residents in the block south from there. So it's a 100% net zero project, which is super cool. And then there's some screening
elements. There's tax breaks in that and other things too when you do something like that. Or is that, yeah, is so, that still true?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, we could open another hour up a conversation on that topic, but in essence, there's a number of programs that we apply for funding through. The main two, one are, you know, federal tax credits that are for housing. The other one that we apply for at a state level is Affordable Housing Sustainable Communities Grant. And part of the scoring process, like when you're competing for those funds, is how you deliver the project. One of those scoring criteria is like your green building features. So there's a number of green building features on top of the PV system that are installed in this project and the design, those being some urban greening. So you'll see a lot of urban greening aspects to the street level of this project, and also those more traditional kind of, you know, insulation, you know, efficiency measures that are built into the project.
Dan, so, you told me one time how much a parking spot cost to build. I think it was you, but I was astounded by it.
Incredibly expensive. I mean, you know, we're still, you know, working on like honing in our final numbers, but you can expect, you know, hovering around $40,000 a parking stall in a built condition like that. Subterranean $60,000. So you start thinking about infrastructure, and we're in a moment of scarcity for certain things now, but, you know, money is one of those things that is a scarce resource. And
$40,000 a stall. Now think about that.
Roughly $3.2 million for 340 stalls.
No, north right. of there. No, do they?
No,
correct. 12. Yeah. 12 million.
12 million for parking structure.
Yeah, incredibly expensive infrastructure, you know, in terms of, you know, why we've, you know, taken such a serious approach to how we study parking in downtown. There's a, you know, downtown parking study, and you can't, we all want parking exactly where we want it, exactly how we want it. The reality is that it's incredibly expensive, you know.
Wow.
And
that
so
is incredible.
You've got to run it across the map and make sure you're building the right supply and utilizing the availability of parking that we have maximally before we go and spend $12 million
on 350
million.
Yeah.
Well,
that is incredible.
Because when you said that, I was thinking, I think
I was doing one level.
Just, yeah, you were doing like one level.
I was doing one level. Yeah, I just did the quick math in my head.
The,
is about close to mine. I would have done probably the same math equation if it wasn't for me just knowing the numbers.
$40,000.
But this is the first thing you're putting up to try, like you said, to alleviate the pain of some of the pain of what's going on around downtown. I'm here with Dan Knott, who is the executive director of K2 Development. And, of course, Ted Leidy is my co-host today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, not open. However, I want to tell my friends here, after being locked in with your loved ones, you may want to go the first day this is open and run down to Four Winds Jewelry and talk to Rebecca and find out what kind of neat things you can buy. Just say, do you remember that day that I did the laundry and I flooded the whole side of the house and all that? You know, here's a bracelet, dear, or other things like that. They're going to be opening up, like I said, they're great people, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. I'll be right back after these messages with Dan Knott and Ted Leidy.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl Bott, Ted Lighty. 605-4567 is our phone number here at the station, 54 degrees, 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers is looking for some good people. As you can imagine, their business is spiking because so many people are staying home that they can't take care of other people. And Renting Home Helpers is there for you, whether it's an hour a day, 2 hours a day, 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark is there with a fully screened, fully trained group of people that you don't have to worry about being in your house taking care of a loved one. For more information, call 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. I'm here, of course, with Ted Lighty, CEO and founder of Northern Firearms Instructors, my co-host today.
Good morning, sir.
And Daniel Knott, who's executive director of K2 Development, who is having a huge impact on our community. And we got a caller, Jimmy. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a two-part question for Mr. Knott, and I'll take my answer off the air. The first question is on your current approved set of plans, is there a ticket toll gate or any sort of ticket toll booth, meaning we're going to have to pay for parking? And the second question is, if not now, do you think they might do a change order? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would be kind of a deferred submittal item for us on our, parking garage design. There will be, some form of ticket monitoring. We're actually, we talked a little bit about maximizing, the parking supply and the utilization, split between residential, commercial users, office users versus retail, retail shoppers and versus office users versus, residents of housing use parking during different times or peak demands peak at different times. So it's about levelizing, that activity. So, the hope is that you get a full parking structure 24/7 and the only way to, balance that is to have some form of, supply and demand that's, monetized. And so there'll absolutely be, some form to, monitor that parking and there'll be a.
You could do like monthly rates, hourly rates, those kind of things.
We're studying that right now. Yeah. Okay. So it's on just the very front end. We're just making sure we're installing a system that gives us, maximum flexibility on the operations of the parking structure. And then, that's a deep dive, right? We have, in downtown Reading, we are just now experiencing some metering on street. It's a big adjustment and it's a big learning curve, right? We're forging into some new territory and we've got to learn what the market demand is, how's the best way to utilize that infrastructure for the community as well.
I had like three questions on the chat room, the same exact question. Excuse me, about how that's going to work down there.
Okay. That's a great question.
Oh, it is. And it was a good answer.
It's standard.
Now block 7.
Yeah, but so Block 7 again is underway. The parking structure there is going to be coming out of the ground first. There's a mid-rise commercial, office building that's going up that we're really excited about in partnership with the Shasta College. There's some market rate housing, and there's our mixed income housing project on the mid block with 79 units in there and some really cool. We're really focused on how we're designing that retail to, activate not just your traditional streets, downtown. We're, focusing on that Yuba and Butte Street corridor downtown, if you're familiar with it, but also the alleyway, right? So we've had an evolution of the real estate through time, develop store frontages towards that alleyway. We both want to celebrate the fact that those exist there and play off of it. So I think that probably the coolest or the most exciting part of the project on Block 7 that I'm super excited about is how we might be able to experience that existing real estate and those existing storefronts in combination of how we're designing the new project across the street and seeing that come back to life.
Any chance of a movie theater?
oh man, that's a tough business right now. You know,
now it is.
Not just now, but I think even moving into this cycle, you know, movie theaters have been on the ropes for a number of years. That's a challenging, you know, business. I think the prospect of, you know, first off, you know, we would love, you know, we would love to program spaces like that, right? Yeah. We're bringing families downtown. We're, you know, they're coming downtown. They're going to go eat. They're going to, we get it. We would love it. I think the, you know, to be a realist on this topic, I think you're going to see, they're not going to see a lot of, theaters open up. If you do, I think it's going to be very different into the future, you know, what those business models look like. Shoot, if the opportunity arose, we'd have the conversation. I think that's going to be a tough one to chase, though.
Well, you know, this is one of the businesses probably that this pandemic is going to have a huge impact on along, in changes in things, because people now are viewing things, they're streaming things. That just makes it tougher. The telemedicine is really kicking off now. Where you can talk to your doctor over a secure line.
I did two yesterday.
Yeah.
I had to talk to Dr. Weiss.
Yeah, and then the also education. You're going to see education change because of this, too, because people are now are forced to use it, and they're going to say, well, this works. And it's less expensive.
Yeah, I see that kind of a double-edged sword, right?
Yeah,
you're
going to
have some of those scenarios where we say that works, and we're going to have some scenarios that says, man, we crave that human interaction, you know?
Right.
I know speaking for myself and my significant other, you know, being home, you know, we're so looking forward to those moments where we get to go socialize again and be with our friends and, you know, and celebrate that. And I think that's so innate to our culture here in our society. I'm hopeful, you know, I think right now anybody that says that can say that they know what's going to go on you need to be very hesitant in listening to that individual. But I'm very hopeful right now that, you know, kind of that spirit of our society comes to life and brings us out of this recovery quickly.
I think Reading has pulled together in many ways.
Oh, boy.
It was interesting to hear the doctor say that you go through three phases. The first one's fear on something like this, where you start panic buying and you don't care about anybody else but you. You put, you know, you get on Facebook and you pass things that are, you know, in your heart that that's not true. I mean, and you strike out at people. The second one is knowledge, where you learn about it, where you've kind of you've stepped back from that fear, and the last one's growth. And I think that this is going to make a stronger society if we embrace that. Danny, I'm going to take an early break because I want to get back into the future, because you could probably talk for 2 hours on that, on what it looks like in the future as far as economics and some of it because of the pandemic, some for other reasons. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been doing this since 1993. She's found insurance for families who've had their fire insurance, home insurance canceled because they just happen to be in the circle. Judy's great at this. You can give her a call at 221-0441. There are people working from home, but all the phone calls are routed to her experts there. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back after these messages.
Rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not you, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry.
Strong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle is in top operating condition. Add to that free fluid top-ups. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Street Fight Radio. We're having a great discussion here during the break here. I've already forgotten what he said. The slowing down of acceleration.
What'd you say, Dan?
Oh, I just said, you know, we're experiencing. Gosh, you're going to put me on the spot. I'm going to forget
Absolutely.
What I said.
Go ahead.
It was cool. The second theory, brilliant.
You know, sometimes we're looking at some of the positive news coming out of the early hot spots of the pandemic here is that, you know, there's signs of the slowing down of acceleration, and, you know, our off-the-air discussion centered around, you know, the fact that us as a society, we're focused in on facts right now, and we're focused in on statistics and trend lines and, you know, in a weird way, calculus, right? We're talking about acceleration, and we're talking about the speed at which this thing's spreading, and so it was just interesting to see.
People are going for facts. Once we get past this fear thing, people are looking at facts now because this has an impact on all of us, which is what we're going to talk about. I'm with Dan Knott, who is the executive director of K2 Development, and of course Ted Leidy, my co-host today. And we could do probably 2 hours just on this, but so you've got like 12 minutes.
Sorry, I'm getting kicked out.
No, I'm going to bring you back, buddy. Your thoughts on what's happening here in our future?
Yeah,
you know, because you guys plan way out.
Yeah, I can, you know, just put it maybe in the context of in our business, and I think we had a little bit of opportunity to discuss it. The initial response here to the coronavirus, and then in the short run, has different effects on different businesses. Right now, you know, we feel the restaurants, the service worker, you know, service workers on that front, business owners, hospitality, travel, things like that getting affected in the short run. You know, hopefully, you know, those will be the first to come back online. And then there's going to be the fallout of the, you know, the economic impact of this hitting other businesses, you know, during the midterm, mid-run, and then the long term.
How will it hit on the midterm? Is it because things have stopped happening? And so,
what? So tough. I mean, like, you know, in the context of our business on the short run, right, you know, our project's going to continue to get built. Are they going to get delivered on time? You know, are we going to encounter any kind of construction overruns as a result? That's like the short-term things that we're analyzing that affect existing contracts, right, and delivery dates. When you go to the midterm, right, you're looking at, you know, what are interest rates going to do, you know, as a developer, you know, where are they going? How are markets going to react? Like, how are you going to lease your spaces? You know, you've got commercial spaces in default. You have residential spaces in default. How are you going to borrow and build and structure those projects? And that is a, you know, huge piece of the equation. You know, long run, who knows? It's a bit unprecedented that we have an economic shock delivered to us from this real external factor, right? It's not, you know, innate to the economy, and this got built up and then exploded. It's a real external factor affecting the economy, and so how the economy recovers from that, we don't have data to support, right? We're kind of looking into this unknown abyss. And with that being said, you know, Carl, what do you do as a business when you don't know? Well, it makes decision making really challenging, right?
It does. And then decisions that you might have made because you believe it's right, you know, from what you know, but because there are so many unknown factors there, you may not put in the new systems. You may not revamp all your studios because you really don't know what's happening. And for you, with all the other things that are going on, material, how much is material going to cost?
Yeah, we field questions from, you know, project partners frequently on a daily basis right now. Like, how's your workforce? How many people are on the job? Hey, where are you getting your materials from? Right? Geographically. Like, where are they coming from? You know, because they want to analyze the risk and the potential impacts of, scheduled deliveries. You have plants, shutting down in Pennsylvania, you know, that are kind of sole source kind of materials for the construction industry in the United States. And, you know, how does that play out? Man, that your guess is as good as mine. What we are seeing, that's, I think, positive, and it's, I think, even underreported right now is the, it is reported, it's just underreported, is just a really aggressive response, in the monetary system, from the Fed. They're, you know, some of these things are they calling nuclear options in terms of keeping credit, flowing to projects. You have banks, we had, I'll give you just a quick anecdote of one of our project partners that, we work with, a lot of consultants that consult on large real estate developments throughout the country. The initial response from lender and investor was, buckle up, we're not closing any new deals. A week goes by, they close four deals. And what happened in that week? Well, the week got worse. You know, news got worse, facts got worse, but yet, you know, they then made this conscious decision to make, you know, close four more deals that next week. And what that is, what I, you know, kind of reading the tea leaves on is, you know, that strong federal, that strong response from the federal government and the monetary system in saying, hey, we understand that in normal times it makes sense to freeze here and not lend or not invest, but we're going to backstop you in the monetary system here, mm-hmm. and we're going to make sure that these things keep going. So there's just been an onslaught of bond buying from the federal government. There's been an onslaught of keeping the gears greased in the credit systems, and so what I can garner from all this is that the Fed says, hey, let's if we can put a horizon on this thing of 3-6 months and, you know, name the date, that who knows. But if we can push through that, and we can keep the gears greased through that time frame, we won't lose industry. right? That industry will come back. We'll have to solve for that expenditure. We'll have to figure that out, but we can maybe absorb that over time versus killing off industry. And I think at least in the development, side of the business and the credit markets, we learned a lot out of the crisis of the late 2000s, 2000, 7, 8, 9, in terms of what worked and what didn't work. And I think you see the things that did work deploying at just magnificent levels, and it's underreported.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer. In the sense that, and people were talking about how much money the government is having to push into the economy, but just as an example, the Paycheck Protection Program, that right there, 2.5 months of your payroll, that keeps people working on that. That impacts directly on us, and as a small business, to help keep your people employed. So because others have had a two-income family. One of the businesses they might have been running is now gone. Mm-hmm. So, but it is going to be interesting to see how we pay for this. The amount of money that has been pushed out over this. Does that mean maybe higher interest rates?
Or? Yeah, that would be typical in an inflationary environment. I think this is when we talk about, I don't want to theorize about what can happen in an area of study that I'm not the voice for. But if you think about it, and traditionally, right, we get inflationary pressure. You have the devalued dollar. You're going to see interest rate rise accordingly to combat that and kind of reposition the economy and the global structure. But we're globally being affected by this pandemic. At different levels, but probably ultimately pretty equally. And so you see, responses across all levels of government, and all areas of the globe, pumping money into their economies, and they're just printing that, right? So, at the end of the day, I think every economy is going to have inflationary pressure, and it's probably going to reduce the actual, effect, between each economic, structure of the different countries. It's going to be interesting to study. There'll be so much learned from this. But it's hard to contemplate. I think from our business perspective, what we're trying to do, I believe in this. It's just stay positive. Come to work. Be someone people want to be around. They crave that interaction right now. Be someone that brings some hope and some light when you're in the office. If you're part of that. Be thankful for those that are out there, working. There's those of us that, have the luxury of being able to stay at home. And even, let's say, the double luxury of being able to stay at home and work from home. Wow, that's pretty incredible. But there's those that can't and that are serving us and keeping the wheels on and, being thankful right now for them and showing that gratitude, I think, is incredibly important. Support your local businesses, provide support for your neighbors. These are all just very simple things that we're taught in kindergarten that are going to help us through this.
On our street, we have, everybody's got each other's email address. So you've got some people shopping for other people. One guy's making 50 masks. So it's like neighborhoods are pulling together. Okay, quickly, what are you looking at K2 development for the future? Or can you even talk about it?
Long-term business.
After all of this,
assuming we push through this. We're looking for projects. First off, we want to be, locally a resource to facilitate additional investment in our community, whatever that may be, whether that's, through partnership, through the government, or if that's, direct investment. We want to find ways to bring outside capital, dream big for our community. We dream big as a company, and we want to bring that to the culture of our community. We want to work on things that are impactful, that we're proud of, that would be the, kind of our guiding light as a company. We're looking to do those things.
Okay. There's places still to build downtown.
Plenty. I'll put my optimism hat on here. I think, prior to this, we had, opportunities popping up that we would have, not dreamt about a few years prior, just up, through that last month. So we're hopeful you can push through those and bring those back to life and see those realized. Cause I think downtown and this community just deserves so much and it craves it. And it's so natural, for it to happen. We believe it's not, it's not if, it's when. And it's coming. There's a ton of, you know, if I invite you as a business downtown in the future, invite you as an investor, invite you as a developer, invite you, you know, anybody, come downtown, be a part of it. It's going to be a really exciting moment in our local history.
Dan Knott, executive director of K2 Development's got, of course, the old Vickers building that they are putting up and hope to have that finished between October and December, and then in the Block 7. Thank you so much for being with us. You answered a lot of questions about it, you know, the parking structures, your thoughts, which is in your business, of what it's going to look like in the mid and longer term, and you know, local guys. You know, I think that's the best. Local guys using local people. So, hey, thanks a lot for being with us, and stay safe out there.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks,
Thank you, Dan.
When we come back, Jake Mangus, Chamber of Commerce, is either going to be calling in or coming in. We haven't. I'm not sure yet. Oh, he's on the phone right now, so he's calling in.
Nice.
All right. We'll be right back after the news.
Is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention considering loosening its self-isolation guidelines to make it easier for some of those exposed to the coronavirus to return to work. Vice President Pence says that new federal guidance could be issued later today.
How those individuals and the circumstances under which they might be able to return back to work using some facial protection and monitoring their temperature.
Calling the World Health Organization China-centric, President Trump says it turned a blind eye to the COVID-19 outbreak as it ramped up late last year in China.
They didn't see what was going on in Wuhan. They didn't see it. How do you not see it?
The president says WHO's failures could cost it money from its top contributor, the U.S. New York City has witnessed one of its darkest days of the pandemic, with the coronavirus death toll surpassing 4,000. More than the number of people who were killed on 9/11. New York State and New Jersey have set single-day records for the number of virus-related deaths. Senator Tom Cotton says Democrat attempts to remove the president from office distracted the nation in the crucial early days of the virus outbreak.
Senator Cotton admits
it's hard to know in retrospect
to know whether the Senate impeachment trial delayed the country's response to COVID-19, but he tells the Salem Radio Network there's no question
that it distracted attention in official Washington away from this growing outbreak in China.
Cotton says he often tried to raise the alarm among colleagues in January, but most were focused on the Democrats' effort to drive President Trump from office. Bob Agnew reporting.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson battling the coronavirus, hospitalized in London in intensive care, and he is in stable condition. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 327 points, the NASDAQ 103 points higher, and the S&P is up 37 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're getting burned in the market, listen up. The last couple of months have been alarming to thousands of portfolios. We know that many of you are getting pummeled with this current market volatility. Guess what? Today is the day that stops. We've created a cutting-edge interactive program that will help you improve your current financial situation. If you're looking to turn your days in the red into consistent months in the green, introducing the Trader on the Street Challenge. The Trader on the Street Challenge has been designed to help you achieve the profitability and consistency of a Wall Street professional. We know that consistency is one of the most crucial components to becoming a successful trader, and that's why we've carefully built the perfect way to incentivize struggling traders to improve their capabilities. So if you're tired of rolling with the punches and are willing to rise to the occasion of this unique new challenge, text STREET to 48542 to learn more. Text the word STREET to 48542. Text STREET to 48542 to get started today.
Despite the coronavirus pandemic, South Korea's army planning to go ahead with 2 weeks of training exercises later in the month.
South Korea has had more than 10,000 cases of COVID-19. It's currently reporting about 50 new infections a day, but there have been fewer than 40 confirmed cases in the military. The army is already implementing strict quarantine measures in the run-up to these planned exercises to start in less than 2 weeks, and stresses that civilians have no access to the training center. A social distancing campaign encouraging people to work from home and stay away from mass gatherings is due to end on April the 19th, one day before these exercises start.
The BBC's Charles Haviland. After more than 2 months inside, residents of Wuhan, China, enjoying a renewed sense of freedom. The city's 76-day virus lockdown is over as of today. The pandemic got its start there late last year. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Fiat Chrysler recalling more than 365,000 vehicles, mostly in North America. The rear-view camera image can stay illuminated longer than allowed.
The recall covers certain Ram pickups in Chrysler Pacifica, Dodge Durango, Jeep Grand Cherokee, Jeep Wrangler, and Jeep Renegade vans and SUVs from the 2019 and 2020 model years. All have 8.4-inch or 12-inch radio displays. The displays can stay illuminated far more than 10 seconds after the vehicles are shifted out of reverse gear. This can distract drivers. Fiat Chrysler says no crashes or injuries have been reported. Owners will be notified starting May 22nd. Dealers will update the software, or it could be done over the Internet. Jeremy House reporting.
The economy of France has fallen into recession after the country experienced its most severe economic contraction since the Second World War. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air, and it has been quite the ride for 10 years, and, you know, every time you think you've turned that corner, the Chinese came after us this time.
Oh, man.
Oh, I mean, you can say, oh, that's not the Chinese. The Chinese in China, not Chinese Americans, not Asian Americans, but it started over there, and, you know, you think, okay, you know, you got everything handled around you, like Dan Knott was just talking about, and then all of a sudden...
It explodes out.
Something comes in from somewhere else.
Yeah.
605-4567 is our phone number. And today, of course, is the 8th of April, 8:06 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, leading the fight on this COVID-19. They are, of course, not doing elective surgeries, but they are doing regular surgeries, heart, lungs, emergency surgeries, of course, injuries, of course. They're doing that. All of their caring, compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Ted Leidy today.
Good morning.
My co-host, the founder and the CEO of Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned company in California, teaching in, gosh, I don't know how many counties or places you're at.
Well, we're 43 jurisdictions, so that's counties and cities, because some cities issue their own CCWs, Corning, Davis, Stockton, you know, places like that. So they issue their own CCWs. And then if you live in the city limits, but as soon as you get in the county, San Joaquin, Tehama, places like that, the sheriff will issue. And sometimes they have different qualifying. They have different classes. They have different length of classes. For instance, city of Red Bluff is 16 hours. County of Tehama is 8. So if you live in the city, you're going to a 16-hour class. If you live 1 foot in the county, you go to an 8-hour class. So, you know,
it is what it is.
It is what it is, and it's really interesting. And one thing I want to do is the reason I came in today is I've been getting a lot of calls, and I've been getting a lot of emails and messaging about the transfer of firearms, the legality of firearms, bringing them into the state, exporting them out of the state, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. One of the reasons I came in today was so that your callers could call in or message you or whatever, and I can answer those questions for them right now.
Okay.
It is complicated, very complicated. So
okay, well, we'll get into that one today. But Sue, quickly give us the weather.
Today's sunny and beautiful. This will continue throughout the rest of the week. Today's high 81, overnight low of 49. Tomorrow 76 and a low of 51. 78 for Friday with lows dropping down to 49.
Okay.
Oh, Saturday and Sunday, sunny, and 81 for Saturday, 78 for Sunday, yes.
Wow, it is going to be beautiful here. Yeah, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And Jake Mangus is with us, the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, and we're talking business. Jake, good morning. You have a couple of guests.
Carl, yes, absolutely. And Ted, good to hear your voice this morning as well. I want to make sure that Mr. Leidy knows that we do offer a free year membership with the Chamber of Commerce right now. So sign up your business, we're happy to represent you for a full year on us.
Jake, so, I'm embarrassed that I'm not a member already. I'm a member of the Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce, but not the Reading, so I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, no, not at all. Funny enough, we have probably about 10 to 12% of the entire business community when you look at business license holders. So we are one of the larger chambers you'll find with about 900 members. But there are still, we have like nearly 9,000 business license holders. So we're trying to bring more of our business community together right now. So anyway, encourage you to do that, and congrats on your business. I've been following you guys for years. So want to mention that today's show, we are bringing on a couple of guests. The first guests will be Aaron and Jolene Robertson from Authority Property Management, and then around 8:30 we expect Dave Silva from Professional Exterminators to call in. And I thought initially, before COVID-19 and everything, this was going to be a chance to celebrate a couple of chamber success stories. I take this their journeys personally because right around the time I came on board in 2016, they were really ramping up their businesses, and we've been able to grow together over the years. Of course, that can come to a screeching halt for many businesses at this time, but some have been able to weather the storm. And I thought it kind of makes sense now that we have a property manager who's very well thought of in the community coming on to talk about how this coronavirus has affected their business. And then you'll hear from Dave Silva later along the same line.
Yeah. Hey, Jake, first of all, I'd like to thank you. You have Jake's takes that come out to all the chamber members.
Sure.
And the information you had on the P3 program, the payroll protection program, and small business was just really good. And it came out about the same time I had Dave Rodola on from the Small Business Association.
Wonderful.
He's going to be on tomorrow again at 8:00 because this is a moving target.
Yeah, when we start to get calls from bankers at the chamber saying, whatever you guys are saying, we're getting overrun with people coming in saying that the chamber told us to come see you, to me that's a really great sign of success, but it's also a good news, bad news scenario because the bottleneck that's happening at the local banks is the latest challenge because these guys have... The bankers, they have authorization to loan a certain amount of money knowing that the government's going to backfill them eventually, but a lot of them have now waiting lists because they have fulfilled their commitment to their customers. We know Congress is going to step up and probably increase significantly the amount of aid coming to small businesses across the country by the hundreds of billions of dollars, and that's a good thing, but really... It's just lip service unless you get the money in the bank to bridge you through this challenging time.
And I'd like to talk to you about that too, because smaller banks, the way the government looked at it, could get the money out faster, but they're limited. And I've heard, and this is just anecdotal, I don't know how true it is, that some people have already been told that we're not going to fund you for the P3 program.
Yep, I've heard the same story. So I made a quick phone call yesterday to a certain bank that this individual called me and is a customer. And sure enough, they were able to call and figure something out. But I think they're just feeling overwhelmed like many of us are right now.
Okay. Your guest is?
Yeah, that would be great. If Aaron and Jolene are on the line, then I think this would be a great time to have them on.
I tell you what we're going to do is we're going to take a break first,
okay.
And then that way we've got a little more time to talk to them,
okay.
So we won't be interrupted.
Perfect.
So we'll take a break now. It's 8:12 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Now you're thinking to yourself that senior living, well, think about all the problems you have at home at times with your plumbing, grass, or maybe you're just tired of the day-to-day maintenance. Well, River Commons Senior Living is like living on a little mini cruise ship. Gourmet chef, transportation if you want it. Though if you don't worry about it. This is a place for active seniors where you can use it as a place to kind of like spike out and travel and not worry about your possessions, not worry about toilet paper and all that.
Spike out. I love that.
Yep. Spike out from there.
Yep.
Give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian. There's no at this point, there's no personalized tours or anything, but he can give you a lot of information there. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back after these messages.
Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense when you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems, having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and away from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy is my co-host today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're one of the top-rated hospitals in the nation when it comes to heart attacks, strokes, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacements. Well, the hip knee replacements, unless it's emergency, aren't being done, but everything else is. They have one of the lowest infection rates in that hospital in the United States. They take really good care of people, and you're not going to get into it's locked down. This is where the COVID-19 battle's going on right there. We had the doctor on yesterday, Dr. Bawa, who's leading that fight that's in there every day with the COVID-19 patients that are in the hospital. On the phone, we have Jake Mangus, of course, the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and then Amber and I'm trying to see the other name.
Aaron and Jolene.
Aaron and Jolene. Okay, I'm sorry. Good morning, ladies. And guys?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, so you're in property management in the name of your company again?
Authority Property Management.
So what are you all going through right now?
you know, it's pretty interesting times. We're pretty blessed. We have some amazing tenants and residents that they rent the homes that we're in charge of. And so, you know, running into a couple things, as you can imagine, tons and tons and tons of communication with our residents and property owners about where things stand in individual cases. And but right at the moment, we're running about 7% of our residents are going to have trouble paying their rent until we get in a stimulus package in, or either their unemployment kicks in and starts paying.
So what happens with you all when something like that happens? Because property management, you're managing something that other people own. They're going through probably the same thing.
Correct. So, you know, as I mentioned, we have to really take those each on like a case-by-case basis so that we can reach out to the property owner and see if they can weather the storm. As you can imagine, some of our property owners are in the same position as the residents where, you know, their employment's been eliminated, or maybe their hours have been trimmed back, or they're sheltering in place and can't go to work. So we have to take every single case on a case-by-case basis.
Government programs that are coming out, but it looks like we were just talking about it during the break. It looks like there's going to be a backlog, and Jake's on the other line, too. It looks like there's going to be a backlog on this. So the idea of getting that small business loan of $10,000 in 3 days is I think that's a dream. I don't think that they had any idea how big this was. Okay, you know, let me ask you some basic questions about your business. How long you been in the business?
We've been in business since 2015.
And what got you into this?
You know, honestly, I used to run the Olive Garden in town for 7 years, and I was working about 75 hours a week, and I just decided that was too many hours away from our kids. So I got a real estate license and moved into real estate.
Okay.
I think one thing I'd like to have them, because see, they're very modest people, but these guys are excellent in what they do. I think you should tell them the story about how you started, how many properties under management, and then maybe where you are today with that, because it's been an incredible success story.
Well, thank you for that. We definitely appreciate it. You know, pretty interesting. We actually just had our 5th year birthday, so we started our company on April 1st. Joanne thought that'd be super funny to launch a company on April 1st. Who does that, right? And we actually opened our doors with zero properties. I can remember days from the beginning where Joanne would be reading self-help books in the office because there truly wasn't much for her to do and the phone wasn't ringing. Now we represent about 370 investors and manage just under 700 properties.
I just have somebody that just wrote something in our chat room. These folks, Authority, are great. I have referred many people to them, property owners as well as renters. All were quite impressed. See, from somebody awesome. We don't know, or you don't know, unless Jolene's over there typing this right now.
Yeah. Brilliant.
No.
Brilliant.
Why not? Politicians do that all the time.
I love it.
No. Hey, you know what? I have had a really bad property management, not here in town. It was a while ago. What do people want to look for? You know, if I've got a couple of rental properties, what do I want to look for as my property manager?
Well, I think a couple of things. You're going to want to look for somebody that's looking to use the most cutting-edge technology they can get their hands on so they can provide the best results. And then folks who are just truly passionate about what they do. You know, unfortunately in our industry, many property managers were born basically as failed real estate agents. And the real estate broker would feel bad and not want to terminate their employment. And they'd say, well, why don't you manage my 5 or 8 properties for me? And then you better go get some more because that's not going to be enough to cover your salary. So, you know, many of them, as I mentioned, were really born by accident, weren't in it to win it or trying to provide an amazing service to both residents and property owners. So I definitely find somebody that has a great passion for not only the property owners but the residents too. And the reason I say that is because, you know, property owners really hire us to provide amazing customer service to their renters so the renters can feel comfortable in the home and not be interested in making a move.
Okay. So is there questions I should ask if I'm coming to you, thinking about I should put my properties into your care?
Absolutely. You know, something that we run into a lot when we're taking properties from our competitors is hidden fees. I would always make sure to ask questions about that. Sometimes the opening package at a property management company will look, you know, very attractive, and then unfortunately, you know, they start finding out they're being fee'd for everything the property manager does. So I'd be asking about that, and then I do some searches online, really look at their reviews and see how other folks are speaking about them and what those are looking like.
I'd also probably ask how they showed their properties. Okay.
And a lot of people pass out keys instead of showing them personally.
Okay, so it's so that they don't have anybody there showing them the best part of the property or why they should rent there then.
Exactly.
Then taking care of the property itself. Do you have my property manager on the contract I signed said that she's going to be in there every month to check the property, make sure they were taking care of it, which she did not do. So is there, are there things like that? Do you all go in and check, or your employees go in and check on a regular basis, or is that kind of a hard thing to get signed?
Well, we actually have a couple ways we look after the interior of the property, and I can't give them all away to our competitors, otherwise they would be able to be as successful as we are. But we have some pretty special systems in place in, as far as how we watch them. But one of the things that I think is truly important is really getting the right resident or tenant the first time around. You know, we get a lot of properties, and you know, the property owner's got troubles with the tenant, and you know, we go back and look at the tenant's application, and it looks like somebody that probably should have never been approved in the first place. And you can tell whoever was managing the property really just jammed anybody in there to get their fees started. And that's really the wrong way to go about it. You really have to find the residents that are going to take great care of the properties, pay on time, and that needs to be priority number one, as that, you know, can head off 99% of all other issues.
Well, how do you okay, so a lot of this is knowledge, of course. Yeah, that, you know, when you look at somebody. But what are some of the ways of checking on people?
We have a couple things that we do. We do a full credit background check through Experian, which also comes back with a criminal component. So we can see if they're having some sort of trouble in the criminal area. It'll actually even return traffic infractions, which you wouldn't think could be too relevant to a tenancy. But, you know, if somebody's just recently gotten a DUI, you know they're going to have plenty of debt that they're going to have to take on. With their fines and classes and those sort of things, so that might create a situation where they're not able to pay on time. And then really just setting high standards. You know, we really look for previous landlords to speak highly about the tenants. We really look forward to seeing a decent credit score and, you know, good income.
What about social media? Do you do a social media check on them?
No, well.
Sometimes.
If we see an anomaly or something on an application really isn't making sense to us, we might go and have a look there. Maybe a good example of that would be, you know, sometimes we'll get a family that applies and everybody has a different last name, and we're maybe trying to understand a little more of the situation, but not as a general practice.
You know. So you don't go on, you wouldn't go on Ted Leidy's and see that he slaughters turkeys every year. Would that be a disqualifier?
Well, no, actually, I like Ted. Ted's a good guy.
Thank you, sir.
And now I know if the store closes, who I need to talk to about getting a turkey.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, if you have questions about there's so many things going on, I'm going to have to bring him back in because so many millions of guns have been bought, and there's so many questions. I'm going to bring Ted back on, and we can have an hour just talking about that. Aaron and Jolene, this to me is fascinating because, as you know, if I'm a property owner, I want to have people in there that pay every month on time. They're going to take care of my stuff, and I want to not even deal with it. I you know what, if I drive by my house and the front yard is burnt, I want to call you and say, I don't want to talk to those people, but can you explain to me what happened? Do you ever get those?
Of course. It sounds like we need to get you on the calendar and get an appointment going.
Yeah, definitely. I'll do that.
Hey, look, if I had properties, would I be here? Okay.
Always be closing, Aaron Roberts.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
You know what, I like that. You know, yeah.
ABC, baby.
Jolene, I mean, you know, Aaron's doing most of the talking here, but I got a feeling that you're like a power behind him right now. So what did you think, you know, was this a joint decision to say, hey, look, this is what we're going to get into, and what's the division of duties there? Or do you two just do the same thing?
We actually do different things. I run more of the office and the staff, and Aaron runs most of the marketing and getting the new management.
Okay. How many people do you have employed?
What kind of people?
No, how many? How many? I mean, I have no idea, except I know you guys are very successful.
We currently have 7 employees.
Okay. Now, how does this impact it on you all, the shelter in place?
Well, it has slowed down as far as we don't have as we closed our office, so we don't really have anybody coming in. Some people are coming to the office, and we set up a system where they can knock or ring the doorbell and call us and let us know what they want as far as if they're dropping off rent or keys or picking up keys.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not having any traffic coming in the office. It's very rare. So we're doing most of our business over the internet and telephone.
Okay. So when you're sheltering in place, since you can do a lot of this online, so it's not impacting on you directly, but how much, but walking traffic, of course.
That's a lot more because, like, we would accept applications in the office. So now people are having to apply online, which a lot of people don't have access to being able to do that. So it is slowing down in-person applications.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? This is a time that you should be out advertising on popular radio stations. I just thought I'd throw that to you, Aaron. And I'll be glad to make an appointment over the phone with you to talk about it. A little humor there, guys. ABC, right?
Yep.
I'm learning new terms all the time. Of course, this is not an easy thing to get into and to be as successful as you have been.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, this kind of business is not an easy one to get into and be a success. So can you give, without giving away secrets, what you believe has made you a success over the last 5 years?
6 day work weeks.
Really?
That definitely helps you get where you want to go. No, something Julian and I are super passionate about is building a system for everything that is part of our organization and refining those systems constantly. And so, we have meetings once a month where we sit down and look at our systems and we reevaluate them and make, tweaks and turns on them to get them to right where we need to be to take the best care of our residents and property owners.
Okay.
Very nice. You know, the thing about real estate, it's one of maybe a dozen jobs or one of a dozen industries I can think of that your success is definitely attached to the amount of shoes you wear out. You know what I mean? I mean, every day you get up and strap on those shoes and you go out and you beat the street and you do a solid job wearing out those shoes and taking care of your property owners and residents. And then, of course, it turns into something. And the opposite of that is true also. You know, I, in the Army, I was a recruiting for a long time. So I used to tell my recruiters all the time, hey, look, you want to be successful? Go wear out some boots. You wear out those boots, you'll be successful. If not, just not going to work out for you. And you guys are, sounds like you're doing an incredible job to me building that business.
Aaron and Jolene, how do people get a hold of you?
A couple ways you can reach us right now. Probably the easiest way is at our office by telephone, so 530-410-6085. You can also check us out on our website at authoritypm.com.
And by the way, of the ratings for Authority Property Management, it's got a 4.9 based on many reviews. So
yeah,
that kind of tells you something, too.
Absolutely.
So thanks a lot for being with us. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Jake. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models. They voted best in the North State. This is the company that we choose to work on our systems. I can't ask for more professional, better help with this. They come in every 6 months, change filters, make sure our system is working, and make sure our thermostat's working, which is important. It's a better-known business, local business, been in the business for over 25 years. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. They are an essential service, so they're open right now. This may be the time that you want to have somebody look at your systems before it's going to be 80 today before it hits 100. So, wait, we'll be right back after these messages. 8:32 in the morning, 54 degrees out there.
In the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, 605-4567, our phone number. Here on the 8th of April, 8:37 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. No, they're not open, but you can give them a call at 244-9478. Be second in line to get your hair cut. Lighty and I are both in here, the Sergeant Major and I are both in here with hair shagging over our ears and all this. So I'm, you know, May 1st, I'm there. Just I hope you've got clippers big enough to cut all this hair. Man's Last Stronghold, a true barbershop. Okay, Jake, you still on the line?
I'm still here.
Okay, Jake Mangus, CEO of course, the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Just if you have questions about the different programs, if you're not calling Joe Rodola, Jake's up on a lot of these and has been publishing a lot via the Chamber of Commerce, which has been very helpful, Jake. And also, right now, if you've not joined the Chamber of Commerce for a variety of reasons, cost is no longer a problem because you can now join the Chamber of Commerce here in Reading for free for a year.
That is correct.
And I tell you what, there's a lot of great information that comes out of there. You're linked in with, I don't know, how many other businesses are you linked in with?
Well, and thanks to the 100 businesses that have taken us up on that offer in our first week, we are now in excess of 900 members, so we're probably somewhere around 930.
Well, that's a lot of businesses here in town.
We are excited about this. It's one of those where an opportunity presented itself for us to do the right thing, bring more of the business community together to get them the information they need right now, because that's what we're finding is people are calling us from all walks of life wanting to know, how do I get funding to my business? And it's great to be able to give them the information that they need. Also, on the HR side, there are a lot of changes related to paid leave and what you're required to do as an employer, what are your rights as an employer, and we know that experts are one call away for us. We can refer them to O2 Employment Services and the like. So,
and you try to link businesses that are in the chamber to others. If it's,
absolutely. That's been our MO. We always refer first to our business, our members, and then the greater community outside of that, because we want to keep the dollars in the local economy. And our mission statement says that we serve non-members as well as members, but we always give preferential treatment to our members. That's part of the deal. And one of our members, hopefully he's on the line right now.
He is. David Madonna.
David Madonna Silva from Professional Exterminators. They're another similar to what you heard from Aaron and Jolene Robertson. Great success story. Started with a dream like all businesses do, and they've been able to make that a reality for themselves, and it's been exciting for me to be along for the ride and their expansion over the last 5 years. His mantra, his slogan, every week at Greeters, he says, "Something bugging ya? It's time to give us a call." And they do a fabulous job for commercial and residential. So I don't want to steal any more thunder. I'll just say that he's no stranger to radio shows. The guy's been known to call into national sports talk and offer his opinion on the NFL and other things. So he'll be great. He's got a great voice for radio.
I know Dave and Madonna. Hey, so good morning and welcome to Dave and Madonna Silva from Professional Exterminators. How are you doing today?
We are good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I met you at the, I forget which event it was, but you two won the best dress table.
That was for the Shining Affair.
Shining Affair, that's right. And you two just knocked them dead that night, and your whole table was playing with it. So, Dave came up and gave a little speech, and it was great. So, because you're involved with that, some of the things you're involved with also. Hey, how did you two get into this business?
Originally, I was back in 2002. I was just looking for work, and a referral from a friend said, "Hey, this little outfit called Professional Exterminators, at the time it was in Palo Cedro, needed some work. I had some construction experience, so I really started as a grunt, just doing termite repair work underneath the houses and structures themselves. And about a year later, I got into the pest control side of it, and then in 2015 we May 1st 2015 we went into business for ourselves.
Was that a big step forward, Madonna?
Huge step forward, but very exciting. We kind of had been building up and to it and waiting for it, honestly.
It's not easy taking that step out in the street sometimes.
No, we bought the pest control, general pest control side of it from his old partner that he worked with. So we had a clientele base to start out with, and then we just grew from there.
Well, you know what? It's your local business, and I love that, of course. So, you know, people have bugs. I put something on Facebook, I don't know, a month ago, where it showed a shotgun aiming at a spider in a toilet. And I said, Linda said, I don't have to help her with spiders anymore. Now, the comments I got on it were, oh, that looks like a Brunelli. You're going to have a plumbing problem. But Dave got on there and says, I can take care of that. I thought that was great. The regulations that must, you know, that you must follow must be extraordinary.
So it is, and we actually we have three oversight agencies for our industry. One is the Department of Pesticide Regulations. The other is the Structural Pest Control Board, which falls under the umbrella of the Department of Consumer Affairs. And then enforcement is maintained on a local level through the County Ag Commissioners. one of the things that I pride myself is I'm a board of director for the state pest control operators in California.
And he's also on the political action committee of the chamber.
And so we try to, legislative days, of course it was canceled this year because of the coronavirus, but every April, you know, we are in Sacramento. We are meeting with lobbyists, our elected officials, trying to advocate on behalf of our industry. But the other thing, too, is I myself, and as well as one of my techs, which is my stepson, have both actually did workshops to construct the state exam. So we try to be involved behind the scenes as much as possible just to have a better understanding of the industry as a whole.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back to David Madonna Silva from Professional Exterminators, because the question I have is, of course, when we come back, is how do people pick a company? And what should they be doing as far as when you select a company to come to your house all the time and to make sure that Linda doesn't have to use the shotgun for spiders? When we come back from this break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. They are offering curbside service, so all you have to do is call in your order, pay over the phone. They'll call you back when the order is ready. You show up, and they'll deliver the order to you. They've changed their hours somewhat. The senior shopping hour is from 7 to 8 a.m. Saturday and Sunday for seniors only. Public shopping hours start Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7 p.m. They have grab and go there. And let me Orchard Nutrition, part of what Dr. Bawa said about fighting this coronavirus is being healthy. Exercise, eat healthy, and you're not going to find better food, organic food, than at Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. They've been doing this since 1982. They've established a reputation, best in the North State so many times. I think they've retired the belt to them. Orchard Nutrition. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus of the Chamber of Commerce and David Madonna Silva of Professional Exterminators.
I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart's full of big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never say. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition costs. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition costs. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with a peace of mind that your vehicle is in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning. 8th of April, 8:49 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. We're on the phone with Jake Mangus of the Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to say this hour is always brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center, who and believes in our community. And they thought this was a great way of assisting the businesses in our city by sponsoring this show. So thanks, Jake, for coming on and bringing on some really great guests. And
absolutely. I'm very grateful for what SRMC has meant to the chamber and to our local community. I wanted to mention something real quick, and then you can take it away again about Dave and Madonna. Is that I don't know that Dave realizes how impactful it was for me when he called me, and we were still at the old location of the chamber down by the Civic Auditorium, and he said, I want to show you the new truck that I just got. And I think it was a Nissan Titan, and, you know, local dealer took care of him and all that, which was great.
And Crown Motors.
And so for me to be able to see the excitement that he had and the fact that he called me and wanted to share that with me, the light bulb came on even brighter for me as the chamber guy to know how involved we are in the challenges of the business community, but also we get to celebrate in their successes, and these guys have been a great success story. So my hat's off to both of them for what they've done to build this company.
Absolutely. And, Jake, you know, I want to take my hat off to you for just a second because I'm thankful for you. I went to your social media seminar over at the right out by the Shasta County Office of Education.
Sure.
You remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I attended that, and that was just a great seminar. And I got on your mailing list because of that, I guess.
Yeah.
And you've been hitting my inbox with some really, really good information since then. And I want you to know that I delete a lot of stuff, but I normally open Jake's takes and read it top to bottom. So good for you. That's
we can never tell. We're never sure what Jake's going to put in there.
I never know. I mean, there could be some stuff that will really move the needle, and intentionally or not, but we want to keep an open dialogue, that's for sure, with our local business community. So
yeah, it was great. Really good. So thank you for that.
Hey, Jake, how do people get a hold of you that, you know, they're listening today, say, yeah, I want to join the chamber?
Well, it's simple these days. They can just go to readingchamber.com. Also, we've got an ad running on Facebook right now that has the information on the free 12 months with us. And they can always call us, too, at 225-4433.
Hey, Jake, what you need to do is have somebody come in or give us the stuff to read, and we'll put it on there because that's part of the deal here. You've got a show on the station.
Okay.
Hey, let's go back to Dave and Madonna Silva of Professional Exterminators. Hey, when everybody needs exterminators sometime, but usually monthly come around. So, Dave and Madonna, what should people be looking for when you want to hire an exterminator?
So the first thing I think would be word of mouth in a local community like this. Certainly, somebody's had experience. But, you know, we're pretty proud of our Google ratings. We've won Best of the North State 2 years in a row, and we're proud of that. We really try to pride ourselves mainly on the customer service more than anything. And it's pretty self-revealing. If you still have issues, then the problem isn't solved. So, but one of the things I'd learned from my pastor long ago was, and we try to implement it with our business, is nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So do you take it like, you know, I'm not asking for numbers or anything like that. So, but the businesses, you take a personal interest in each one of them then, it sounds like.
Yes, absolutely.
Businesses and homes.
Absolutely.
Linda has this fear of spiders. I mean, she'll fight a bear. Barehanded, but
we bank on those people.
They're common. It's a common thing.
I tell you what, when it comes to spiders, I better be there, and I better be there now. I don't mean in a minute from now. I mean I better be there with something to take out the spider. How do you exterminate, you know, spiders and mice and rats without hurting my dog?
Right. So, obviously, you want every technician has to be licensed before they can go and do an actual application. So they have to have much of that licensing at an entry level is focused on: are you going to be able to protect the environment and the people and the animals and those sorts of things? But secondly, it's just making sure that you are doing it the way you've been instructed, the way the labels read. California has its own set of it has Cal EPA as well as the federal EPA. So even though something might be registered in 49 states, it may not be here, and that's because there may be something on that label that they don't necessarily agree with or they feel like may have an impact. So if it's a reputable company, they're applying these products the way they're supposed to. There should be minimal impact in the environment. It's just not being careless and having some character in what you're doing.
Character.
Keeping our fur babies safe.
What kind of impact is this having, the COVID, on you all?
It is having an impact. We have our office gal, she is on reduced hours now. The phone isn't ringing like it would typically be in spring. This is the gear up time of the year.
Uh-huh.
We're certainly not seeing that. We're probably down about 19% of what we were at this time last year.
Okay.
So we're seeing an impact. Part of that is too, because of the shelter in place order, if we were to do a residential or a commercial service, a multi-unit residence, we can't ask those tenants to leave, obviously, so we could treat the interiors of their units.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that. That has a hand in it. But also, I think people are just concerned about where we're going with this, and they're not, you know, necessarily calling, or they're trying to maybe handle those issues on their own.
Okay. But you're, you know, for your regular customers and all this, you're always available, I'm sure.
Yeah, and really, the ones that we have been servicing, they've been amazing. And
uh-huh.
It's been a great time for us because we're able to continue to work. We're thankful for that. And not, you know, we are essential services by order of the governor and of Homeland Security, and they actually name exterminators by name. So we're glad. I had a conversation with Environmental Health Services a couple of weeks ago, so we are able to continue to serve the public. A lot of what we do is protecting people from, you know, rats and roaches, which are vectors of disease and those sorts of things. So public health is a concern for us, and we're glad to be part of the front line.
Well, now we're in that season, like you said, flying termites, all types of things being born at this time. Of course, you know, roaches are always there. This is the time of the year, like you said, where people really need to take a look about what's happening around them.
Absolutely. the thing I'm hoping is now that the weather's nice, and I keep thinking, okay, people are home and they're gonna notice those spiders. They're gonna notice those bugs. Call us. We'll take care of it.
I know.
Don't bring out the shotgun like Carl.
Yeah, I tell you what, that was, you know, hey, how do people get a hold of you two? Or get a hold of Professional Exterminating, I guess I should ask.
So the number, our office number is 530-338-2822. And our website's www.proexterminator.net.
And by the way, I just want to tell you that they've got 5 out of 5 stars ratings.
Wow, nice.
By a number of people on your votes there, buddy. So that tells me something.
Absolutely.
Well, look, you two be safe. And I think I've got I'm going to give Dave a call today. Local.
Thank you.
Does a great job. Rated number one. Why not go to Professional Exterminators? Thanks a lot, Dave and Madonna.
See you, Dave. See you, Madonna.
And thank you for what you do for our community, too, Dave. It's just more than just your business. You get into a lot of different things, and it's very much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, guys.
You bet. Thank you.
Take care, you guys.
Ted, thanks so much for being with me. Now, people in the chat room have said they want to hear Gun Owners of California. So I'm going to bring... With all these things that are going on, I'm going to bring Sam back, but I want you to co-host with me.
Okay, that'll be great. Let's have a gun show.
Gun show.
Okay. That'll be great.
Yeah, we need to do this because this is another thing that's just magnified. More gun background checks than any other month ever.
People are buying guns like crazy, yeah. So we need to talk about it.
Okay, everybody, stay safe tomorrow. Joe Rodola from the Small Business Association is going to be with us, or agency, to talk about how...